Second. On the completion of the shop.
What, Tilti agree?
Tilti, yeah. You know that every single Chodesh has a tzidah from the Shem Havaya, from that Chodesh. Shem Havaya is the need to have the Mechabim Mishas inside the Brach of the Mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and Malchus Datum. We have to Hashem, because it's a Rosh Chodesh, but Hashem, you have the tzidah from the Shem Havaya in that Chodesh. So Chaim in the tzidah, I've written down. Every single Chodesh he had, Shem Havaya is not Chodesh, the Tzidus, so the Pusik where it comes from. We had a few other things also, those are the Shtik of Mar Shloich, that has the Indian of everything of Chodesh. He had that Indian, everything of Chodesh as well. Come Zach that he wrote in the Tzidim, seeing that the Shmashach Shaykh is the Chodesh.
Where is it written?
It's written in the Tzidim, I think he put on very sure.
I mean, he had it written.
He had it written in his Tzidim, yeah. So the Tzidim of Shem Havaya from Chodesh Nissen is Kisidron. Yid Kai Bovkei. That's now we know, right? Yis Mechi HaShemayim, Mesuga and Ulet, Yid Kai Bovkei. The Tzirev Shem Havaya from Chodesh Shvat to Chodesh Av, which coincides with each other. Shvat is the fifth month in the winter, and Chodesh Menachem Av is the fifth month in the summer. They're very similar, but different. I'll explain what I mean by that. The Yitkai is Vovkai, right? The two parts of Shem Havaya, Yitkai and Vovkai. So, Chodesh Shvat, the Tziv comes from the Pusik, Humay Yemiyani Vahoyu Hi. Kai Yitk Vovkai. So, the Vovkai is Kisidron. The Yitkai is turned around. So, the Yitkai is Kai Yit.
That's which one?
Chodesh Shvat. The Tzidik of Chodesh Menachem Av is from the Pusik. Hafkei Tishma Yisrael Ayoim, which is Kaivov, which is the Vufkei turned around, Yitkai. Yitkai is Kisidron. Chodesh Vat, the Vufkei is Kisidron and the Yitkai is turned around. Chodesh Av, the Yitkai is turned around, the Kisidron and the Vufkei is turned around. Right? What's the concept? What's the idea? So we know that the Yitkai and the Vovkai, Yitkai symbolizes the Tzad Rebbeinu Shebayu, or the Melodim. The Yitkai symbolizes the first, the Gimel Rishonis, Kesef Chochma Medbina, that's Yitkai, right? The Kesef and the Yud is Kesef, and the Hey, Yud is Chochma, Yit Chochma Kedima, and the Hey Yilul, which is the first Hey, is Bina, which is the Indian, but he called it over here, he called it the Tzad Rebbeinu Shebayu. Tzad Rebbeinu Shebayu. The Tzad Hashem Yiduch Rabavay. The Vovkei refers to the Avodah Tzehuda. The person of Oved Hashem. Pira Tzehuda Mitzad Bechirusoy. The person of Oved Hashem. Chofes Hashem Avodah Tzehuda. That's the Vovkei. The Olam HaTachton. We have to unite these two Olamos. That's what we have before we say a mitzvah. Pira Rizal. So Yachid Shem, Yitkai the Vovkei. Yachid Yitkai the Vovkei together. Because we unite the two elements together, the Olam HaOdin and the Olam HaTach. We unite our Avodah Tzehudah, we unite it with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Zutzi. Tzad Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Zazoy. Chodesh Shvat, let's go open a single page right now. Chodesh Shvat, the significance of Chodesh Shvat, it's a word, the Rebbe Chanuch Yisrael HaMovat, the Chalkiv. Say the Ginzei Yisroel, the say from Chalki, whatever. Ginzei Yisroel. And he had a word, Chamishus B'Shvat, and he said a lot from the word. He said that Chodesh, that Chamishus B'Shvat, the Yom Tov of Chamishus B'Shvat, is because throughout the winter, we have come the kids, I'm just taking one part of it, of the whole shtickle. And Chodesh, then the Siyakas is also, the Siyak also to certain extent, the Siyakas. What happens in the winter is that the trees gather sap throughout the winter months. On the outside, you don't see anything in the tree. Trees look pretty much, you know, desolate. Gathers sap throughout the winter. And eventually, Chamishus Mishvat is when it starts the process of producing pious. The way the Chartskill puts it down is that a person shouldn't be Messiah for sure. A person feels that he hasn't reached Tachlis, he keeps on trying, he's a Geitnish, he's trying all different things, and with Hashem, he's trying to become better, he's showing more guides the way he wants. A person should learn from the trees. The trees look like mamish, like, especially here in America, that's where you don't have these type of trees so much. In America, the Muslim trees, they know the old Geklapta Isham, mamish. Everything is off. Good mamish, you know, just end. Look, it's empty, desolate, they're probably about to fall down. And point to Isham, take the Yasha, it's over. All of a sudden, the Kitnacha is catches, and it starts freshening up again. And then when the spring comes, I know that Kibu El Kibene, all these noticeable there was a winter as well. All of a sudden the tree comes blossom to what's the shot. So when you talk to your eyes down, boys and pushing your eyes. A person should learn not to limit the eyes. I put the Zaytol to the guy that's in the end of the tent. Zaytol the Oli, it looks like Oli Klapta Yishan. Looks like nothing is going. But then call there, there's a tick there, there's a hope. Keep on trying and keep on pushing, then the most time you give you the Shema, you'll eventually.
So it's a hope, or is that inside it is hope?
That, he doesn't say that the key to the inside is, but the Messiah adds on this seed type. The Messiah says, because the essence of the person is gathering sap. The tree gathers sap. When the Messiah explains it, is the famous Mishnah Perek Yud, you know. The more of the doyim is, the person has chachmus in the mouth. So doyim is a tree that has a lot of eitzim yofam yadar, everything is nice, right? The cherusha, the roots are very shvach. So it looks very nice, and on the outside everything's perfect. As long as everything is fine and they're right in the rosy and dandy, it'll stand. As soon as one little wind comes, the outer mass is out the bottom. You know, as opposed to someone that officially shines in the rosin, but he has strong roots. He's focusing on the roots a lot, the shadish, and it's going to withstand any wind. Same thing with the building. If you don't put in the foundation properly, you can build a beautiful building, hopefully it will collapse. If the person is building the foundation, they don't see that part. That's what happens throughout the winter. The tree, it gathers the sap, it gathers the koyches on the inside, and then eventually it can produce pitus, it can produce on the outside as well. So he has to many times focus, we have to focus on the premius. This time all day, so the avoid doesn't look so nice on the outside. You know, your focus is maybe not so much in the right place, but people will say, yeah, focus more on shining the rosin, or the shining the balmat, the sheet. If the shoyish, the shom is ishtar, the shoyish, the root is not strong, but you can keep on doing the things you want to do. You want to live by the book, you can live by the books. But when any strong test comes, you fall apart. You have to strengthen the foundations of the minna, foundations of shoyish and yiddishkeit before, or together with the anof and with the branches, the fruits of the altar. It's not enough. Have just the outside. You have to have the inside as well. So that's what ultimately what's going to keep you. It's going to keep you winning the nisyonis that you have, or give the kach overpower the nisyonis. Because that's it's going to fall away, wither away, because you have no strength, overpower any inside. Really sharp to the siyaki. That's the koyches that we have in the winter months. Like that's kind of his all the tzaddikim used to say. The parshis in the winter parshis. Apashis, Yiddish, he said, was an arim ginim in our pelts. They're cloaked with the pelts of the pshat. He said, because you're more to get tifkite. You're more to get clingy to the parash on the outside. You know, maybe I don't understand exactly what, you know, what do I take from this. So you delve deeper and deeper. You learn things, and also it strengthens your opinions as well. That's the pelts. The pelts keeps you warm on the inside. You cloak yourself with the pelts, inside is a tifkite. And that's Chemish B'Rayish and Chemish Mois. The first half of Chemish Mois, like, but all these oils in Yiddishkeit. The Minna, V'yasa Oilom, Ovesakdoish, and the Shifte Kol, Gulus Mitzrayim, Tis Mitzrayim, Atom Teire, up until after the Yimei Shavuot, and these are the days we're establishing the foundations of Klal Yisrael, foundations of Yiddishkeit, the Pnimis of Yiddishkeit, the Shoyrish. We have to focus on the root. And then Chodem, Chemish Yisrael Shvat, we begin the Chedek Na'avoid HaSuvudah. Peter is the young person of the Suda. The person acts, the person goes all out in the oil of Magashmi, you drink, you eat, you're busy giving. So everything evolves around Gashmi. Everything is very Gashmi to the young person to a certain extent. But it's bringing out the conditions of the Gashmi that I accumulated throughout the whole winter. I have the Shoydish, and it's overflowing now to all around, to all my actions. That's Avodah Zaruda. That's what he says. The Vukke is considered off. The Vukke is okay, right? The Pusik, come out even anymore. You hear Vukke is good. The Yitke sometimes is not noticeable because it's, you know, the winter just passed. You don't see anything. You don't see the Yitke. You don't see the Shomak. You don't see the Timi. But it's there. But the Yitke is not noticeable, but that's what you're focused on. The Vukke is to be strong. Shaking Chodesh and Chodesh, oh, for the first half of the Chodesh, the Chob Mechamidosh, it's terrible. The Vukkai wasn't so critical now. That's when the Chavik comes off the Vukkai, and the Yimurah, to start the Yimurah to learn, Mandel and Moises, uses, that's the Chemish Yuzi Baal. But we're focused now on Chemish Yuzi Baal. Chemish Yuzi Baal. Chemish Yuzi Baal, the young Chemish Yuzi Baal, is we can learn from the Pedis Elon. The way they gather the Sabbath, the way they gather the Karechas. We have to also understand that these last weeks are all the Mandel that we gathered Karechas. Vlad Lagi writes, that Chavishus B'Shvat usually falls out in Parashas B'Shalach and then Chalal. He writes that this is the Etzem also, he said the same design data, he writes, that the Shaykh of Parashas B'Shalach is because it's very similar to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Yitzhak Mitzrayim was when Chalaisa was created, was born, right? After that, any other goals were a whole different type of goals already. Goals Mitzrayim was a goal without an identity of Chalaisa. They weren't born yet. They were born to exist in Israel. The Peres Elon is the same thing. Peres Elon is different than vegetables and crops that you plant. You plant it every year. You plant it again and again. You plant every year, right? Peres Elon, you plant a tree once, then give out fruits. Alamo. You don't have to replant the tree again and again. You don't have to replant it every year. You plant the tree once and that's it. And then you give out fruits every year. That's the Tzitzit Mitzrayim. The Tzitzit Mitzrayim was the Yisoidus. Yisoidus were established, Chaisel was born, and we produced Titus constantly based on the Yisid Mitzrayim. We constantly did the Yisid Mitzrayim. Although the Gulus were a different type of thing as well. Yisid Mitzrayim is more established who we are. That's why Parash B'Shalach has a Shaykh Chemishut B'Shalach. Same thing as with the Mom. The Mom is more from the Mashpia Mom for Chaisel, which is also similar to Chemishut B'Shalach. If we focus now on Voidus, the Mom is the Galut, the Yawab Gitnimius. So Hamon, you know, go through all the riches, but this part, something that we can learn about. The Yom Tov Mishnah B'Shvat, how do we know that we pay the Seilon, Shiva Saminim, we also eat the Esrik. The Esrik, the significance of Esrik, the Yankov Shteit. The Esrik is the only tree that listens to the Moish Lam Mamayis Bereishis. So the Moish Lam Mamayis Bereishis,
the wood tastes
the wood. Wanted that the wood, the bark of the tree should taste like the fruits. Tom ate so you pretty assured it, but they didn't listen. Say it's eight oyster pre, that's what the Marshall wanted, but they didn't listen. Only tree that didn't listen was the Esther tree. What's the significance of Tom ate the pretty assured it? Also, Piriyo is the Phineas. Eight is the Chitonius, right? The Marshall wanted that the Chitonius of the person should become Mishpa through the Phineas. First, now the Gemalic Sack of Phineas. The Chitonius is Maisim and Gashmi because things should also be. The Gashmi also should have a Shaykh of the Kedusha. The things that he does should also be doing the worship. If you do it properly, but the trees didn't listen because it was very hard to grasp such a thing. It was hard to understand this concept of Klaus. The Esrog tree is the only tree that we identify ourselves with the Esrog tree constantly because the Esrog tree said, Tom made it for Yeshua. A Yid has to use his Pneumius and his Chisornius. It's two fronts and both of them are important. And throughout the winter, we gather. And then we start focusing on the chesedonis. We take out the esrog and they said, now we focus on the chesedonis as well. The outside, the things that we do, the vum gashmi that a person does, should also be the shem shemayim and become vum shem kedusha. How does it become vum shem kedusha? He does it properly. If he does it properly, it becomes one of the biggest vum shem kedusha. It's not done properly. It can be poyed shazach, it can be mamish gashmi, but it can be mahapach gashmi, which is the ultimate significance. The United the world. Meio que se não, mas não, Das ciclo de Tiaki, do Rem, Tiaki, do Mreishas, by Etzik, and by Leige, Chortkide, significant Chamishus of Shat. We learn from the Pai Tzidon. Yudam Ay Tzuda, Yudam compares himself to Ay Tzuda. We learn what the whole winter is about, what we try to accomplish by going through the Parshiyas, Mreishas, and Shmoyis, with the Parshiyas. Now we understand what our Avodah Zarah mentions. Chamishus v'Shvat is not just about the Peiros. It's about us. Through the Peiros, we realize who we are. So the Rabbi also says in the Rosh Hashanah Sikkur, he brings down, he brings down from Friedrich, he brings down from whom, but he says, everything that revolves around here, the Yom Tovim, everything revolves around the Yudim from Achida. Pesach is Chag HaZriya, right? Right? Shvi'i is Chag HaKutzi, right? And I think it's Chag HaAsir, Chag HaUzi. Everything about what's the Shabbat, because the world is Chag HaKutzi. The Yidden apply, use things which are Shaykh to Chag HaKutzi, and that's the whole thing that comes with Kaddish. Same thing with Shvi'i. In the world, it's a Rosh Hashanah, right? There's a Chamita starting in the trees, different things, right? So we're supposed to be Kaddish that as well. If you don't need Pei this as well, you have no Shaykh for that Inyan. That's why there's an Inyan to eat Pei this Ilam. So we use the Pei this Ilam, and eat the Rekh Shechina or something which is new, and then you Mekaddish this Inyan of Pei this Ilam, of Chalita, the whole Inyan of Pei this Ilam. Everything comes around Kaddish. Right, we want to say hello. She was very clear. Start making a guitar chun for Pei, and Be'ez HaShem. Mishus Mishpat Beit Machon of Papirim from the Yimei HaSimche. Why? Because it's all the Simche from the Avodah Zarah Sukkah. The Rebbe Chovi used to say, the Zoi used to say, Yom Neiruim is a reason of the Leila. By Tzilat Neid, the Zukmin Atom Noiz Niyad Apoishim. The Moshe gives out a stretch of that his hand Apoishim. Atom Noiz Niyad Apoishim. Pirim is being Paket. Well, Apoishit Yav Noiz Kimloi. We stretch out our hand. We start from us. It's in the Avodah. It's really built up. That's why Pirim is Hechev Yom Kippur. It's built on Yom Kippur. We had it Atom Noiz Niyad Apoishim. Now, and then we had a whole winter to work with that whole Atom Noiz Niyad Apoishim, to work with building our Phoenix. Now we're ready. Kol Apoishit Yav Noiz Kimloi. Yes, if the Yishtrek was out to the Moish Lodom, the Moish Lodom gives back. Now we're up to Kol Apoishit Yav. So also Pesach Hashvi is also saying that Pesach is a reason for Sata, to the Eilin, comes to the Bershom of Mashpia, for our Yisrael Hashvi is, he didn't say Na'as Vanishma, they were ready to say for our part, Na'as Vanishma. On the Zorich Avam, the Pidim, Be'ez Hashem, should be a Pidim, we should have a Pidim, the world should be
turned over to back to normal.
Back to normal, I'm not sure what normal is, but Pidim, but everyone should be healthy. He's in, but even the kind of trying to daven, punim and punim, yad by yad, all my faith Hashem, and shkizreche, I give you a mention of the Lord.